The rule. The rules
จะแสดงภาษาลิงบุตรคาถาเดียว
One lie she became enlightened. ภาษาลิงบุตร
So it always comes back to the present cheetah.
It, but isn't that depend on one's accumulation, Ajahn? Somebody like Pra Sariputta can read one line.
What about his previous lives?
Probably like
us. Long time ago. Like us.
So it depends on one's accumulation, right? One accumulate a lot of panya. When they hear one line, they become enlightened.
It has to be panya at that level.
So depends
because now we listen to the same word,
right.
It depends on panya at what level.
So we said we listen to the same word, but she would understand more than I do, or you know, less.
Ooh,
or more.
There's mana.
Mana.
Concede.
That's why only arahata can eradicate mana. See.
I see.
How very refined.
Thinking of oneself again.
I don't said that in the sense of conceit. Though. I said that in the sense of one's accumulation. You know, because one's accumulation is differently. We hear the very same exact words, but his probably more than mine, or mine more than somebody else. I don't know. I don't want to say that mine more than somebody else.
Right.
But I think at the moment of just comparing yourself with somebody else is conceit.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Or mana. It's probably better to use the word mana because in English, conceit always means that you think you're better than. But it is just comparing, mana.
Or even no comparing, but find yourself important.
Right, creeping in all the time.
Already.
Right.
Without the comparison.
Even not comparing.
What do you mean by even not comparing?
You may find yourself important. My important self.
Oh, not compare with other
videos.
Like
being conceited. Right.
Yeah.
I'm very important.
Line the banner.
Well, my unimportant self.
Right.
Even that.
It's still important.
Even that.
Poor little me.
Well, what can we do? We're surrounding with Anusalanchita. We're surrounding with all of
us.
That has been the most important phrase in my whole life. Just begin again.
It's in Tipitaka too. It's in Tipitaka too.
Thank you. Very pleasant.
I would like to ask Kunina about her personal experience about how to develop panya.
Oh.
Different from the others?
I don't know. I would like to know if one can be different from the others.
European
just ordinary life, very ordinary. Whatever is at hand, I do. So my work in the house or then at the computer, people ask questions. And people help me by asking questions because the
Loba can be the teacher.
Well, I don't know from what I have studied, when you do the commit dana,
but,
do the dana.
Yeah, you see that it's not you who likes it, but Loba likes it that way. It's better, it's better. See, that is Loba who says that it's better, but no understanding that no self, no I. It's only a moment of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Conceptualizing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know more about Sanghadana, mm-hmm. because when you see the monks and you give to the Sangha, and the monks, is that right, remind you of the Aryan Sangha?
I think that according to the Vinaya, we cannot say that when we think about the whole Sangha, and present the food to some or one or two, and that would be Sangha according to Vinaya, because when one presents the food or things to the monks respectfully and thinking about the Aryan ones, not that not that
not
person,
a particular person,
person at all. That
never.
Is not Sangha, Dana, yet.
Not yet.
It's only just giving with respect to the Aryan, not to that particular monk. See, but it's under the respect. But for Sangha Dana, one has to think of the Vinaya, as it said in Vinaya, that it's Sangha Dana when you go and ask monk to be the representative of the whole monk, no matter one or two or any number, and you has to show respect to respectfully, because at that moment you do not select a particular person or persons at all. So it's not just that you do it with respect only, but you have to follow the Vinaya too, that it has to be assigned by the monk to who will get the gifts or the food. Yeah, that would be Sangha Dana. Otherwise, when we walk around or when we see the monk and we think of the Aryan like Sariputta or Moggallana in the past or anyone, and we present respectfully, that is not yet Sangha Dana, but it's like puja, more than Sangha Dana.
Oh, yeah.
Puja with food to those Aryan monks.
So in order to be Sangha Dana,
you have to go to the temple, and the monk has to.
You did it in Saranat.
Yeah, and
ask before already.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to think of the Aryan Sangha.
You have to do it respectfully, like you are doing to the Aryan sense.
Like to the
because
Aryan,
it indicates that you don't have any unwholesome unrespect.
So does that mean that it's a more detached giving?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
All the teachings concerns with detachment.
Detached.
Yeah.
You're not offering to a particular monk because they, you know, you like the look of them, or they seem to you to be a good monk or something like that.
But when it's not assigned by the Sangha, it's not Sangha Dana.
But
it's
also,
only puja.
There are also
respect.
Tibetan monks among them. Tibetan monks from Tibet.
We don't mind.
We don't
who's
mind.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are also included.
Because we do not select and we ask the abbot. And the abbot. See? And we do it with respect too.
Yeah.
So at the time that we.
That is Sangha Dana.
At the time that we give, we think
respectfully.
Respect to the Arahata.
When you do it respectfully, it's the same way you do it to the Aryan sense. As that.
So it's not really who or
as
it's
if
just
so the way to bucha is the way you keep on thinking about monks respectfully all the time. Not just today I have Sangha Dana, so I'll be very respectful.
And you keep on having respect because being a monk leads to arahatship. That's the goal of monkhood.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be Aryan once.
We don't mind at all.
No, and we don't mind if they don't behave as cameras or things like
that.
It's
their own business.
Not having aversion about that because we see it having cameras or something.
We respect the Savako, the followers of
the
teachings.
So we don't care whatever they do.
It's not our business.
Like once you said there was a monk begging, but he had a yellow robe, but you said you would think of the yellow robe and pay respect.
Be respectful.
Yeah.
Anytime, any moment,
even
anyone.
When we think they don't behave like Vinaya, according to
Because it's our own citta,
to
be kusla or akusla.
But isn't that we support the monk that don't behave?
No,
good?
I don't support the bad monks at all, because they'll get the results so very severely.
They'll get them
results.
Results.
Very severe results.
But if we have food and things that we want to give to the Sanghadana,
why Sanghadana?
Because other people say it's good to do it.
See, again, your teacher is coming.
Your favorite teacher.
My favorite teacher. Unavoidable teacher. So if I have things that I want to give to the monk as Sanghadana.
It doesn't matter whether it's this Sanghadana or not Sanghadana. If it's Sanghadana, it's all right. If it's not Sanghadana, it's all right. As long as you have kusala citta. See, you don't mind. Yeah. Otherwise, you cling again to Sanghadana, like others.
It's very interesting because as somebody who's not who doesn't have the Thai cultural background, to me, I listened to this, and before Khun Sajin said that, I said, you know, give this way, give that way, you know, just be grateful when there's opportunity to give, because so often we miss out.
Right.
You know, there's opportunity and we're lost somewhere else and we don't give, or we want to give and there's nothing to give.
No,
so this is very cultural, this Sanghadana.
But I think that this is also teaching.
Hmm? Yes.
Thinking like this is also...
Yes.
Teacher.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and also with mana, probably lots of mana.
Right.
Yeah.
So
because
the
best, I compare.
Right, all the ties or...
Yes. The we best think thing this way, and why would
awareness.
They think like
right.
that?
Right.
Yeah.
The same
yeah.
way is being aware
yeah.
of everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Buddha said that that's the only way.
Yeah. And never mind
like
the reality.
An island in the ocean.
Yeah.
The moment when there's awareness.
Instead of an ocean of concepts.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Chin, in the itinerary, and I wanted to ask this before we went this afternoon, we talk about going to the Bodhi tree and paying our respects there, and there's a discussion in Thai. And then it says, a prayer of forgiveness in English.
Yeah, we had yesterday.
And I have no idea what that means.
I don't think that it's a prayer at all.
No.
It's just showing respect, one way of showing respect deeply. Because you see that in one cycle of birth and death, we don't know what we had done before about the three gems. Knowingly or unknowingly. So the best way to show respect is to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's not a prayer.
It's not a prayer. No. We did it last time.
So it's really, it's some form of taking refuge in the triple gem.
And to pay respect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that respect.
It's like you ask forgiveness from anyone who you have done wrong.
The wrong thing to,
yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you assume that probably back then
But isn't it, I mean, obviously if I say to a friend or, you know, I'm so sorry if I said anything that annoyed you or offended you yesterday, then one's saying it to a person, but when one...
show respect to the past way, like Buddha.
To the past way, and then, you know, one's not... saying it to someone.
Because you see
son.
That Buddha has passed away, but his teachings and his virtues still on to anyone who have opportunity to receive from his deeds. Yeah. So we know that he had passed away, but the way we show respect very deeply in any way that we can do.
What is the reason why we should come to these places?
It depends. You'd like to come and show us and recall his virtues, what he had done for us, even more than 2,500 years ago.
You said to a friend on the plane that she told me that, you know, her friends say, oh, what, you've been to India, why are you coming to these places again? And, you know, she said, oh, well, you know, after listening and considering more conditions for sata. So can one say, oh, by understanding more and more sata, so more inclined to visit or something like that?
I think that the persons who come here with sata and respect, not just wanting to get anything from him at all, but by recollecting the past, where he was born, where he taught the first sermon, to exactly that place, his compassion, great compassion. And at the Bodh Tree, like all this that he had done in the past in order to become enlightened, in order to help the world, see, was succeeded there. See, that very exact place. Just sat there, getting there and sat there in the evening as Bhutushan whirling. And in the morning, when the sun broke, he became the enlightened one from his previous Karuna. So very great compassion and virtues of Panya in order to help the world, see? So we just come to think about how he had done, how much. Yeah.
Be more graceful.
Yeah.
You mentioned to this friend that she said that you mentioned last birth, last life. Is there any significance in this? So instead of, for example, thinking, oh, this is the place where the people were born, this is the last
I
life.
I say, nevermore. Nevermore birth, nevermore death, nevermore teachings.
It's a different way of, instead of reflecting, oh, this is a place of birth, this is nevermore place of birth.
Yeah. It's like anyone who just want to follow his path, nevermore birth, but when will it come? That day. Nevermore death, at the death place.
Nevermore birth.
Nevermore teaching.
Nevermore birth, nevermore death.
Nevermore seeing.
Nevermore
teaching. Right.
Just left the teaching in the Tipitaka.
Actually, to be quite honest, the only reason I came here is because Jonathan wanted to come and wanted me to come.
And just for discussion.
I mean, it's quite really... you know, I mean, if the discussion was on a Hawaiian island, it would suit me.
What about the moment when you pay respect to his wisdom there?
Okay. But it's, for me, the same if I'm reading something in a book that is meaningful or I hear something.
But you see that how pity is there after his enlightenment, that now he could help the world.
But we can reflect like this anytime, any place.
Yeah, but there, right there, how pity he was. And when his first sermon, how pity he was when Anya Gontanya had become enlightened, see, according to his wish and his deeds that he had done in order to become the person who could help the others. Thinking about his feeling.
Thinking about this feeling at that
moment. So great. We cannot have such, see? It reminds us about all the splendid or very great in all qualities.
I'm just saying, for me, I think that, you know, I can, if I read a particularly meaningful sutta, then maybe just as much, if not a reflection on those qualities.
So in Tipitaka it says that the person who has the saddha goes there. So it depends on who goes and who doesn't go. Because we have different saddha doing.
Different saddha, different
Yeah. to me, I don't mind at all any place, the footprint of Aryan Arahaka all around here. It reminds me with pity.
Yeah.